Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Presidential candidate Donald Trump has announced the Biden administration's Department of Justice has indicted him on 7 counts in the documents case in Florida. Trump calls this election interference on his social media platform, Truth Social.
Because it's election interference at the highest level. There's never been anything like what's happened. I'm an innocent man. I'm an innocent person. They had the Mueller hoax, the Mueller report, and that came out. No collusion after 2.5 years.
Trump attorney Jim Trusty on News Nation this morning.
He knows he's innocent. He knows this is garbage. He knows there's fundamental flaws with each one of the counts that they're apparently putting in this indictment. And he knows that the whole process, starting from the archivist, was a corrupt and politicized one. So he's not shrinking from the fight. He's disappointed that this is where we are as a country and this is where the Department of Justice is. But he's not. You're not going to see him, you know, hide in Scotland. He's going to be ready to handle this case and help his attorneys fight it. And we'll see. It'll make some excitement to see who shows up at the table on Tuesday, I guess.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced that an inflatable border was being installed along the Texas-Mexico border to make it more difficult for illegal immigrants to enter the country. The floating barriers are expected to deter illegal crossings at hotspots along the Rio Grande River. Along with the announcement, Abbott signed a package of 6 border security legislation bills intended to help the state hold the line as an increased number of illegal immigrants, weapons, deadly drugs pour into Texas from Mexico. Mainstream media is reporting Cuba has agreed to allow China to build a spying facility on the island that could allow the Chinese to eavesdrop on electronic communications across the southeastern United States. China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs claimed he was not aware of the situation. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
People from around the country are mourning the death of Pat Robertson.
Ordained a Southern Baptist minister in 1961, Marion Gordon Robertson had already realized the power of television in preaching the gospel, forming the Christian Broadcasting Network the year before. It's now seen around the world, translated into more than 70 languages. Its signature program, the 700 Club, is still on. In 1988, Robertson ran for the Republican presidential nomination, which led him to found the Christian Coalition to support conservative candidates. No word on the cause of death. Pat Robertson was 93. I'm Richard Johnson.
Although Kyiv is remaining silent on the issue, Ukraine is reported to have launched its counteroffensive against Russia's invasion.
Ukraine's deputy defense minister is cited with the information, saying Ukrainian forces will ramp up attacks in the Zaporizhia region. He said Ukrainian military forces are pushing forward in the long-awaited offensive, but Russian forces are resisting. Russian accounts say Ukrainians struck from 4 directions. Russia's defense minister claims Ukraine lost up to 1,500 troops, with precise progress on the ground unclear. I'm Ryan Daniels.
After people in Nevada, California, Arizona, and Utah reported seeing a bright green fireball streak across the sky this week, a man claims to have seen two aliens in the backyard of his Las Vegas, Nevada home. He says they were 8 to 10 feet tall, had large eyes, large mouths, and were greenish-grayish in color. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Just when you thought maybe it was all over, the craziness... And then it just gets crazier. Steve Bonta is with us, the executive senior editor who writes on economics, foreign affairs, and American politics for the New American Magazine. Well, Steve, I was wondering, you know, when we scheduled this time, what we were going to talk about. You know, whistleblowers, you know, a couple other things. But, you know, who would have thunk that, you know, while we were getting ready, that we were going to have the second indictment of one Donald Trump?
Well, I mean, one of the things that the FBI has been trying to add to the narrative in recent weeks between the whistleblower controversy and, of course, the back and forth over the notorious FD 1023 that Director Wray, Christopher Wray, has been so reluctant to release to Congress is this idea that, well, you know, mistakes were made back in 2016 and 2017 with the Russia collusion hoax that the FBI so aggressively brought, but we've changed now. You know, yeah. we have all these, and we're not that FBI anymore. So whatever's going on now, it's scandal free. And then this,
we're gonna prove somehow. We're gonna prove that we were right after all. We may have gotten some procedures incorrect, but the bottom line is, and this is what Adam Schiff and others have been saying forever. I mean, and meanwhile, they keep spending millions of dollars of taxpayers' money to go after this witch hunt. And, of course, Donald Trump, you know, think about this, Steve. Donald Trump must just scare the holy what have you out of them. To just incite this kind of thing. I tweeted out last night that this is probably Merrick Garland's little bit of revenge to the GOP and Trump for him not being on the Supreme Court.
Undoubtedly. I mean, it's hard to impugn most. It's in any kind of falsifiable way because these people are very, very clever, very cagey. But it's pretty clear what's going on here. I mean, this is and has always been about revenge for being, you know, denied that coveted position on the Supreme Court. I'm sure those of us on the right have been heaving a continuous collective sigh of relief for years because back when he was actually being prevented by the Senate, when he was nominated by Obama, and I believe it was 2015, wasn't it?
Right, exactly.
It was a few years ago, and
right.
And he came across as, you know, I mean, the narrative then, as I recall, was, oh, come on, you know, he's not very moderate.
Exactly.
He's a moderate, mild-mannered guy, you know. He's a leftist, but he's certainly not a firebrand. He's not going to be a threat. He's going to be a thoughtful addition, all this type of thing. Well, you know, he may be old and white-haired and look like your genial grandfather, but boy, oh boy, he's as partisan and radical as they come. His content speaks volumes about that.
Well, Stephen, and the thing is you're thinking, okay, when is this enough for the American people? It was enough in 2020 to the point that you had over a million people descend on Washington, D.C. for a protest. not an insurrection, not even a riot, you know, full-blown riot. Were there skirmishes? Based on the video that we're seeing, there were skirmishes. But the narrative that Nancy Pelosi and, you know, the Democrats and, you know, even the Capitol Police, you know, trying to make themselves into heroes and that, this whole thing was so mismanaged on so many levels. It's unconscionable. But they were able to control the narrative. They have locked up, you know, patriots. In fact, we talked with Jake Lang from jail. He's been in there, been in jail for over, what has it been, over 30 months that he's been in jail. It's taken this, I mean, he finally will get a hearing sometime in October. And he's just one of many, many stories, tens of hundreds of stories, they're related to January 6th and the D.C. gulag.
Well, you know, and this kind of thing happens, I wouldn't say all the time, but not infrequently in the parliaments of Europe, not to mention elsewhere across the world. I was in Argentina a few months ago, and we were driving around downtown Buenos Aires, and one of my friends just commented casually, we drove past this big open lawn, he says, well, he says, yeah, this is where all the political quilombos take place. Quilombo is an Argentine word that sort of means like an uprising, a minor uprising or a riot or something like that. And he just said it casually, this is the way it goes. Now, I'm not saying that that's necessarily a good thing, but, you know, in the United States, I mean, we have this idea that everything in Washington, it's a cultural thing. It's certainly not enshrined in the Constitution, but it's this idea that everything ought to be done with decorum and propriety. And so as a result, you know, you can't say anything in Congress that even sounds like you might be impugning the motives of someone else, or you'll be disciplined or warned or whatever. In stark contrast to even the British. Yeah, British Parliament is
but it's not even
more tumultuous place. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not that you're challenging anybody at large. You're challenging the ruling party at the time. And in this particular case, anytime, well, look what happened with Joe Wilson. You know, Barack Obama's lying through his teeth at the State of the Union, and Wilson can't help himself. It's just like a knee-jerk reaction. He just blurts out that the president's lying when he was talking about offering Obamacare to illegal, you know, migrants. And, of course, you know, boy, they went nuts. Nancy Pelosi, oh, my God, her hair was on fire. It was such a media was in a, you know, they were all in a stupor over the whole deal. It just put them in shock and everything. And then, of course, you know, typical of the Beltway, a year or so later, we find out that Wilson was right. And Obama and the rest of them owe him an apology. But that'll never happen. You know, because they just keep on going, just like the same thing with Harry Reid when he maligned, then presidential candidate John Kerry, not John Kerry, but Mitt Romney, as you'll recall, lied about his taxes. And when he was asked about it in the well of the Senate, he's sitting there with a smirk on his face and he goes, well, he didn't get elected, did he? So, you know, right. This is the kind of shenanigans these guys do, and I'm sick, I'm fed up with it, and the American people are fed up with it. And now what they're doing is contriving this situation, this matter, which is Jonathan Turley says, a documents issue, and they're blowing this thing up, and along the way, I sense, kind of like what they did in New York, they're tinkering with the law in such a way to where they can really checkmate Donald Trump. And if they can put him in jail for the rest of his life, or out of it, come up with some sort of kind of dominion agreement and make sure that Tucker Carlson never gets back and that along with it, Donald Trump will never run for president ever again, then maybe he might, be let go for time served, right?
Well, there are definitely two parallel standards, aren't there? Not just two sets of rules of decorum, but two actual, you know, standards of justice, because the most conspicuous thing about the latest Trump indictment is, of course, the fact that Joe Biden, who is also hoarding classified documents, unsecured, exactly, in his garage beside his Corvette, where anyone could have walked and carried them out or taken pictures of them, there's nothing.
Including Hunter. And like, Hunter's got all kinds of credibility, right? Here's a knucklehead who's high on crack and all kinds of other personal issues, bless his heart, leaving his laptop, at a repair shop. oh, you know, hey, do you want these secure papers? You know, these papers with it? You know, it's this top secret. Do you think you should have those back? That's okay. I'll pick them up later.
Well, don't hold your breath waiting for Hunter to get indicted.
Exactly. This is actually a TV series. I mean, Saturday Night Live is going to have all kinds of fun with this. I can only imagine. Steve Bonta is with us. He continues on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
We're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Steve Bonta continues with us, the executive senior editor at the New American Magazine. As he was saying, and we were talking about that, boy, you know, the establishment has been upset from day one with Donald Trump. You know, you're not supposed to have somebody coming out of nowhere that hasn't paid their quote-unquote dues and hasn't kissed the rings of those self-appointed oligarchs that are running the country, known as the deep state. Donald Trump comes in from the outside, and he has been an exposing agent. And, Steve, I would dare say that Donald Trump, this is what scares the holy what-have-you out of them, is he continues to expose them. But they are, you know, they're adding fuel to the fire themselves by coming after him because, you know, this is finally going to hit, I believe, it is going to hit a fulcrum point where the American people say, enough of this stuff. We've got to have our country, because kind of like what you were just referring to here is that, you know, you go out and you think, God, what America? I mean, you wake up this morning and say, what America am I living in that is doing this? And we're just, you know, we're talking right now Donald Trump, but, you know, we got the FBI corruption going on. We got CIA. We've got the President of the United States currently in the White House. All this stuff. But this is a mess. And meanwhile, you know, they continue to tax the holy what have you out of us and have an open check. And, you know, we're almost at $32 trillion of debt. Our national security is compromised. I mean, we're just not getting our money's worth at every turn here, Steve.
Yeah, and as we were saying, you know, before the break, I mean, we have these two, as becoming more and more blatant by the day, these two standards of justice, and one standard which is applied to people who are certified leftists, who will defend, you know, the confiscatory status quo that you're talking about, the tax harvesting class. And all of these big government conceits that they love to promote and then enrich them and all of their cronies and the lobbyists and so forth. And so all of that sprawling, you know, octopus that is in control. Well, there's one standard for them. And that, whether it's the FBI, whether it's the CIA, whether it's the Department of Justice writ large, the media, of course, and obviously congressional investigators, always treat them with kid gloves, always pretend that whatever they've done, you know, whatever criminality, whether it's Hillary, you know, inadvertently acid washing, you know, 30,000 emails that have been, you know, subpoenaed by Congress.
And then have the audacity to joke about it, Steve, right?
Sure. So they trivialize it and it's nothing. And you know, I don't know. The thing is, now we have two parallel cases. I don't know how anything else could be spun the other way. You have a president, Joe Biden, a sitting president, who clearly for years and years has been hoarding classified documents unsecured in his garage. And you have a former president who probably inadvertently took certain documents that he himself classified when he left the White House and had them secured on his premises at Mar-a-Lago. And we know the difference. You know, he has been raided and aggressively pursued and vilified in the press and made out to be, you know, a traitor and, you know, this kind of thing. And as far as Biden is concerned, oh, well, it's not the same thing at all. Biden, well, he hasn't been obstructing justice. He cooperated right away, you know. And you know, looking further back, this much the same was said of Hillary and the acid washed or whatever they call it, whatever the process is.
Bleach bit.
Sure, all that stuff. And all three of them are alleged to have committed a similar crime, namely, been feloniously careless with classified material. In the case of Hillary, tens of thousands of emails. In the case of Biden, dozens of classified documents. In the case of Trump, something similar. And so, this isn't something that we prosecute at all. You know, but all of a sudden it is.
Oh yeah, no, we've got to have a raid. We got to have all this other stuff. Plus, the other thing too is, what about the other guy? You know, that guy Barack Obama. I mean, he is like hands off. You talk about the Teflon Don here. You know, he's in the middle of all this quid pro quo and all the shenanigans with the Biden family. And we got money, you know, paid for deals going to the Bidens, Clintons, John Kerry, you know, and on and on. And this is during the presidency of one Barack Obama, who also has documents, supposedly, that the National Archive Agency has been trying to get their hands on. But no, you can't deal with that. Somehow he's untouchable.
And to cite another very, very parallel circumstance, a few years ago, then Vice President Biden boasts before an audience at the Council of Foreign Relations mm-hmm. about his using his influence to get the prosecutor, equivalent of Attorney General yeah. or something like that in Ukraine fired for investigating Burisma and Hunter Biden, his son. And that's not corrupt at all. You know, there's nothing to see here, folks. Donald Trump makes a single phone call about this same incident to President Zelensky, and he gets impeached for it. Again,
Look into that. Look into that deal for us, okay? You know, the thing's interesting. I don't know if you saw this. It wasn't a meme, but it was this thing that came across my desk. It says, what are the odds of four people all having children working working for Ukrainian gas companies? You got Joe Biden, you got Nancy Pelosi, you got Mitt Romney, you got John Kerry.
Mm-hmm.
And they all work for Ukrainian gas companies. But, you know, we're all, like you said, there's nothing here to see.
I think what we've seen so far is just the tip of the iceberg.
I think so. I think what you're going to find out is like, the reason that Joe Biden canceled our energy independence was because it was to serve his interest in Ukraine, and there's some gas money flying around here. This is why he did this to the American people. It wasn't, you know, the green agenda, all that kind of stuff. That's all fluff. That's a cover. The real interest is his own self-interest. That's what this is all about. And when you got Nancy Pelosi and God only knows who else involved in this cabal that is working, you know, a backdoor hustle against the American people at our expense. I mean, we're getting shafted by these people that we, you know, supposedly have elected into office.
Well, and I don't know if you noticed, Lau, last night it was the other big piece of news was that the FD 1023 that Ray has finally agreed to release it to Congress. And Comer comes on immediately in an interview with Fox and says, oh, well, you know, and there's a lot more to come because in that FD 1023, it is indicated that there are many other such.
Exactly.
Which the FBI has also now in its latest, you know, conferral with Comer and Company has admitted, there are more of these, and I guess we'll have to show you those as well. So stay tuned. My goodness.
Well, what a chess match here, and congratulations to Comer, because he must have done something to have gotten, you know, Christopher Wray off the dime, that there must be enough teeth in here that he was going to be seriously up for contempt. And I think the ask was not only, and I think that would probably happen because Comer said, look, we've already seen the document. That's why we know it exists. So don't tell us it doesn't exist. We've seen it. Okay, well, if they've seen that, how much more have they seen? Maybe we better just, you know, lay it out all on the table, right? I mean, to your point.
Well, and it's interesting. I mean, the last two Democrats who've been held in contempt for Congress back in the Obama administration, you know, the Attorney General Holder.
Eric Holder, right.
Yeah, and what's her name? It escapes me at the moment, but in any event, they never did anything. Congress never did anything against them. So I am impressed with the boldness and tenacity of these people that we have in the House now. There's some good people there, and clearly they're indicating that the game is changing. They're not going to just back down and heel meekly like their predecessors have done.
Exactly.
And maybe they threatened Ray with actually outright arrest by the sergeant-at-arms or somebody. They have the power to do that. And that hasn't been done in a while. It has been done before, but not recently. So,
well, I think to your point here, Stephen, what you wrote about is that, look, it's all coming to a head here, and something has got to give because, again, we can be thankful for Donald Trump in this regard, and that is that he's exposed the deep state, because without Donald Trump, life would have merrily rolled along. If Hillary Clinton would have been elected, you know, we'd probably still be $32 trillion in debt because of all the promises that the Democratic Party had made to the to the donor class. So they had to do that. But we wouldn't have known about this stuff. We'd have just been, we'd probably been actually Venezuela by now had that happened. And we're pretty darn close to this. You got it.
Yeah,
Steve Bonta is always...
The state has been exposing itself.
Without a doubt. Steve Bonta, thank you. He's Executive Senior Editor for the New American Magazine.
The FDA issued an import alert for U.S. Customs authorities to detain illegal, disposable, flavored nicotine e-cigarettes from foreign countries, including China. Rich Marianos is a former assistant director for the ATF, now with Georgetown University.
These disposable e-cigarettes have become a real problem. It's encouraging to see the FDA act at the border, but our kids need them to take the next steps and remove these foreign disposables from the store shelves. They have the authority, and now it's time to act. Sponsored by the Border Security Alliance.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh, yeah. Love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski. The dingarona. The ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
USA News Update. Presidential candidate Donald Trump has announced the Biden administration's Department of Justice has indicted him on 7 counts in the documents case in Florida. Trump calls this election interference on his social media platform, Truth Social.
Very sadly, we're a nation in decline, and yet they go after a popular president, a president that got more votes than any sitting president in the history of our country, by far, and did much better the second time in the election than the first. And they go after him on a boxes hoax, just like the Russia hoax and all of the others. This has been going on for 7 years. They can't stop because it's election interference at the highest level. There's never been anything like what's happened. I'm an innocent man. I'm an innocent person. They had the Mueller hoax, the Mueller report.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. You know, you're going to hear all kinds of stuff. Now that we go back into history after this indictment of one Donald Trump, you know, as you may recall, and of course this is starting to come back into memory, was that when they were pursuing records of Bill Clinton, they find records in Clinton's drawer, right? And of course, what happened as a result of that, the court decided that, look, at whatever, you know, the president has, is no big whoop, you know, so they kind of set it aside. So this is going to be an interesting situation because here it is. You've got Joe Biden recklessly having, you know, papers, top secret papers, even as a senator, in his garage next to his Corvette. I mean, here they want Donald Trump to put an extra lock on a secured area where documents were kept, and which he complied to immediately. He complied with that request from the FBI. And, of course, we have all this additional drama because the left cannot help themselves. We've got Craig Huey with us right now from Craig Huey's Election Forum and the reality report that he puts out every week. Hey, Craig, how you doing, buddy?
Great, Bill. How are you?
Well, you know, just having fun like the rest of us and just, you know, concerned about this great American country. It's almost unrecognizable what it is devolved to, brought to you by the Biden administration, his Justice Department, and, you know, and the deep state. You know, Craig, we're at a serious constitutional crisis here right now where the FBI can come in, the Justice Department can come in and interfere with the election process. We already know they did it in 2020, but that's not enough. You know, I think they were embarrassed because of what they weren't able to prove with the Russian collusion, even though they knew up front that they were playing with a messed up deck here. They had some bad oppo research, but they just were insistent. And, you know, this goes back to what we've been saying time and again, and this is a warning to all of us, is that you can get so ideologically fixed and so siloed into your thinking that you start believing ridiculous stuff. And this is what the left has done. They've rendered themselves stupid. But, you know, the FBI just, they don't even have the sense of common decency to come back and say, well, you know, hey, we jumped the Rubicon, we made a mistake. You know, we've really repaired them. I mean, they want us to believe that they've done that now, but you can't believe them, because there's really no evidence. They've got all this stuff in their most recent history that indicates that they are as corrupt as they come.
Yeah. You know, Bill, everything you said is correct, and you've really nailed it for the listeners. I think what we should do, we need to take a look at the messaging. But before we do so, we have to understand the corruption of the Department of Justice. We have to understand how this has been a weaponized Department of Justice. And right now, it's really turned not into the Department of Justice. It's turned into the Department of Election Interference. They're interfering.
Right. And injustice. Yeah. Yeah. Craig, do you realize how many people are going to descend in on Miami, you know, when Trump, you know, goes? I mean, we could potentially have another Jan 6th event. And I pray that the people who are there, because they will be there in mass. I'm telling you, they're lining up. They're going to line up the freeway all the way to Miami and in support of this president.
And here's the thing. You don't even have to like Trump to be outraged once you know what this is. And that's the problem. It's like we've been turned into a banana republic. It's like the Constitution has been trampled. Justice has been blocked. Equality and fairness has been destroyed. And the fingers on the upcoming election, the scale of the upcoming election have been put down, and the whole thing is the end justifies the means. It began with Obama. He put in place within all the bureaucracy, including the Department of Justice, the FBI, the CIA, politicized bureaucrat leadership whose purpose was not doing the job, but transforming culture and politics. It's a deep state mentality, and became fully operational, and it carried on into the Trump administration under the resistance to destroy what he was doing and destroy the man, not because he's Trump, but because he was exposing what they were doing. He was trying to stop what they were doing. And right now, what we have is using the power of the state, of the government, to destroy a political enemy. And whether you like DeSantis, or you like RFK, or if you like any of the other candidates, you've got to be outraged. I would hope every single candidate would be down in Miami standing with President Trump, whether they like him or not. They think they do a better job. But it goes back to this, Bill. It goes back to this. If you look at the spiritual side of it, it's like, you know, a full-on attack to steal, kill, and destroy. It's kind of this anti-Christ spirit. And I'm not suggesting anything about Trump himself. I'm talking about the principle here. One of the things I talk about in my books and my writing is the power of messaging and how the conservatives, the Christians, the libertarians are 15 to 20 years behind in their marketing and their messaging. And so in understanding what the deep state's doing and these politicians, what's going on right now in the Department of Justice, they hired a bulldog named Jack Smith. He's a failed bulldog. He usually fails in everything he does, but he leaves a path of destruction like a tornado.
Exactly.
And, mm-hmm. and he, you know, one of the people he's destroyed, for example, was a great governor of Virginia that he falsely accused. He was going to be a very probable presidential candidate. He completely destroyed the man emotionally, physically, financially. And the Supreme Court finally, in an 8-0, even the liberal judicial activist said Jack Smith was wrong. And now,
but meanwhile, all the damage had been done.
Yes, yes. And here's the thing: this has never happened in history until now. We're a presidential candidate is being charged on with 110 years. In prison, based upon classified documents that every other president has had, Biden's shown, Pence showed, Obama had, Clinton had, Reagan had, they have all had
it. Right, exactly.
And here's the thing. This is, in a sense, a preemptive attack on Trump. Because he's hated so much. Because they know if he gets elected or somebody like him gets elected, unlike when President Trump came in, mm-hmm. the deep state is going to be attacked and dismantled, and they're going to try to destroy it and expose the lies and the hypocrisy and all the mischief that's taken place. They've got to protect themselves. So they're trying to be preemptive and stopping any type of destruction. And not only that, all this corruption coming out, that possible corruption with Biden and his whole family and his bride, that's coming out, and mm-hmm. this is taking the attention away from it.
But let me tell you this, Craig, the corruption that we're seeing out of the Biden family, that's the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is the tip. People have no idea. And what I suspect, like for all this stuff that's going on, why we surrendered our energy independence, and you're starting to see the Biden family connected to these oil companies in the Ukraine and in Europe and that. It's like, okay, we get it now. You crush our energy independence and production so that you guys can maximize your side hustle, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It stands to reason. I mean, it's just common sense. Got to go to break. We've got more from Craig Huey after this. Stay with us.
And businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guarantee quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-536-4436.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We're talking with my good friend Craig Huey. Craig, the passing of the media icon and man of God, Reverend Pat Robertson. I think we could say up front we didn't necessarily agree with Pat. I think Pat was one who, in fact, ran for president. Thought that he needed to get involved in politics. I think, you know, as I tell my kids all the time, you know, experience defines preference. And I think that Pat experienced and realized that, you know, his service to God was better served in ministry as opposed to politics. Because as Donald Trump is falling, realizing is that, once you enter into politics and you either become an R or a D, you're not talking to the masses any longer. You are it's very difficult because of the partisanship. And he learned that and realized that he needed to get back to his knitting, which was, the gospel messaging, through his media company.
Yeah. And here is a man who really stood firm, didn't compromise. He stood for truth. And right. Yet, he was persecuted. Yeah. He stood for truth, and he was lied about. He stood for truth, and he was hated. And here's a man who is a good example that, he stirred things up. He mobilized people. He educated people. And yet, if you take a look, what he had to put up with, and personal attacks, and having the media and the politicians attacking him, very intense, and yet he stood firm.
But see, this is the opportunity that we take on, Craig. When we become men of faith and we say we believe in Jesus Christ, Jesus said, look, this is going to happen. Happened to me. It's going to happen to you. And the apostles found out, they realized that they wore this as a, kind of a badge or a garment of, if I might say, pride, that they could be associated. They could be persecuted just as Jesus was persecuted. And I believe Pat Robertson, believed the same thing. And look at, you talk about all the great things he did. I wonder how many, dare I say, over the years, thousands of people who were healed, because this, you know, his ministry was a praying ministry. They prayed on TV, and the testimonies that were coming back. I mean, look it, you know, God bless him. You know, he was a humanoid. He went through the journey that we're all going through, a journey that really helps you realize very quickly, you know, perfection doesn't, you know, doesn't exist this side of heaven. But in the pursuit of God, we're going to do the best we can, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And so if listeners sitting back, they may have family members, friends, associates, people at work, people they know in church.
Mm-hmm.
Who will classify them as bigots or haters or white supremacists or Christian nationalists or some type of derogatory term to kind of isolate. And this is our age of messaging.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes.
We basically live in islands of separation. You have a whole group of people where the only news and truth they get is from Apple News, Facebook, Instagram.
Yeah, the very people that have let us, the very people, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but the very people that have led us down this insane road that we find ourselves in today's America, these have been the voices we've been listening to. The very people that said, they took the acronym, and, you know, just to kind of wrap up the situation, you know, the story on Pat Robertson, I don't know if you saw this or not, but there was a social media post with the acronym PRIDE, okay, because we're in Pride Month and all that's going on, right? They put PRIDE, and they say, Pat Robertson is dead, everybody.
Yeah,
so about messaging, this fills in. Yes, this goes along. Now, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Here's the thing. With this islands of separation, this us versus them mentality, the independent, the dissatisfied, frustrated Democrat, the wobbly Republican, the ones, the Christians to say, I don't like the way Trump speaks, but, you know, I kind of like Tim Scott or I like DeSantis. All these different people, you know, are people who are going to hear different messages of what's happening with this whole deep state Department of Justice attack on Trump. And whether you're Republican or Democrat, whether you're a Christian or not, whatever thoughts you may have about Trump or hate him or like him, what's being done is wrong. It's a messaging game. It is a preemptive attack to draw attention away from the probable indictment of Joe Biden's son on minor charges, not big charges. We're going to see a lot of things play out, but it's not something new. It's not something new. If you go back to Luke 23, verses 1 to 14. You know what you find, Bill? You find the trial of Jesus Christ. And I, please, I don't want anybody to think I'm trying to say Trump is anything like Jesus Christ. All I'm saying is that the messaging from the Garden of Eden, by evil,
right,
and the what was done with Jesus Christ is pretty much the same.
Yes.
You know, Pilate and Herod accused Jesus is no different than today's tactics and messaging. It's the same type of thing that's going on. The first thing was the accusations began to accuse Jesus of charges and wanting to prosecute him in verses 1 to 2.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what happened. Then he was accused, falsely accused. And that's the whole thing. With people watching this whole drama playing out with Jesus, they thought they were self-righteous, they were truthful, they listened to this. But what they were doing is they accused Jesus of subverting the nation. That wasn't true.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing, they said he opposed taxes. That wasn't true. Then they said that he stirs up the people by his teaching. And that wasn't true. And then the chief priests and teachers of the law in verse 5, they said he vehemently accused him. The self-righteous, were after him with zeal. And then he goes on to Herod ridiculed and mocked him. Mm-hmm. Ridiculed, the ridicule that goes on, the mocking, the despising, the contempt that goes on. And then finally they accused him of inciting people to a rebellion. And in verse 14, which was not true. The whole accusation is messaging that goes back in time and is being used unfairly against President Trump right now.
Yeah, what Jesus did was he attacked the establishment, and this is what, you know, they knew that Trump was going to do in attacking the establishment, the FBI, the deep state.
Yeah. And so
what Jesus came and said, look at this is the legitimate, you know, the kingdom of God is what's legitimate. What's being demonstrated here is illegitimate, is false. You know, the comparison that we've been using repeatedly this week is, what bankers teach us about how to recognize, legitimate currency versus counterfeit. What the bank tellers are taught is you study the legitimate, not the illegitimate. Because if you study the legitimate, then you can recognize the illegitimate. You see,
this is, in a sense,
this is what we need to do. And this is why we've been saying, go back to first principles. What does America stand for?
Yeah.
And just what you said, the deep state is on full-blown exposure right now. They are self-indicting. They are telling you everything that they are. And we're going, wait a minute, how does this line up with our Constitution? I mean, if nothing else, we're back to the Declaration of Independence. And the people are coming and saying, wait a minute, you are misserving us. You are misrepresenting us. This is not who we are. What you're doing here domestically, what you're doing on foreign territory, you know, doing these side hustles, ingratiating yourself, and putting us in danger and getting us into endless wars and getting us out of Afghanistan the way you, this is not America. This is not the American people. This does not represent, Craig, the 1.6 million people who paid the ultimate price along with their families to preserve our Constitution, to defend this country against all enemies, foreign and domestic. What they are showing us is not the America that we went to war for and served our country for.
We need to stand firm, we need to pray, and we need to make sure we mobilize people that we know to vote to be able to defeat the deep state in the upcoming election.
And as you say, Craig, we cannot underestimate the power of prayer. This is a job for the hand of God Almighty. And we must come before a holy God that sees the injustice that's happening in our country. A country that was by his hand established. And I believe that he will still honor that covenant if his people who are called by his name will turn to him. Craig Huey, as always, my good friend, I appreciate you. Godspeed. You take care.
Thanks, Bill.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.